Wednesday, 4:45 p.m. at the Cupcakery. It was really fun chillaxing with Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon at the Cupcakery. But inside my head, I was doing my Snoopy happy dance while gleefully counting the number of minutes Mackenzie has been out of my life. 12,584, 12,585, 12,586, 12,587, 12,588, 12,589. I'm so happy! The fact that Mackenzie was actually gone was finally starting to sink in. I felt really hopeful, and like I had a whole new future ahead of me. I was so distracted that at first I didn't notice Brandon staring at me. Then he blushed and handed me the most beautiful cupcake with a pink heart on it.
Nikki, I'm glad we're hanging out again.
I know you've been through a lot lately, but I hope everything is okay, he said shyly as he brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes. Brandon, everything is just perfect, I gushed. Then we just stared at each other and blushed. All this staring, gushing, and blushing went on like forever. OMG, it was so romantic. Suddenly, dozens of butterflies started fluttering in my stomach. It made me feel very giggly and a little queasy all at the same time. Like I wanted to vomit rainbow-colored cupcake sprinkles. Scooby! As we stared into each other's eyes, I could definitely sense something crazy was about to happen. Again, like, you know. Chloe and Zoe left from the table near ours to go to the shop next door to get strawberry smoothies, which meant Brandon and I were alone. Mere words cannot begin to describe what happened next.
Stop! So, did you guys miss me?
OMG. I could not believe it was actually Mackenzie Hollister? Somehow, she just appeared out of thin air. Yep, Brandon and I were the very unfortunate victims of yet another sneaky Big Mac attack. Mackenzie had a huge smile plastered across her face and was wearing Ready for Revenge red lip gloss, which, BTW, clashed with our pink cupcake that had somehow gotten stuck in her hair and was sliding down the side of her face. She slowly scraped off a big glob of smashed cupcake and licked the frosting off her finger.
Sorry about that, she snickered. My bad.
Then she smiled wickedly and said the most ridiculous thing.
Here, I think this cupcake belongs to you guys.
OMG, that cupcake fiasco was so disgusting, I felt like throwing up again. That's when I suddenly realized I was completely wrong about Mackenzie. She wasn't gone from my life forever, yet. But I was about to fix that little problem. How? By grabbing her wretched little neck and force-feeding her cupcakes until frosting oozed out of her ears. Mackenzie was cruel and ruthless. Not only did she ruin my cupcake dessert, but she rudely interrupted my almost second kiss with Brandon, which, unlike the first kiss, did not involve helping the needy children of the world. I looked right into her beady little eyes and could see she'd done all that just to undermine my relationship with Brandon.
Mackenzie, I gasped in shock. What are you doing here?
I just came over to say hi. We haven't seen each other in ages. And wow, you haven't changed a bit, Nikki.
That's probably because it's only been a week, 1 day, 8 hours, 54 minutes, and 39 seconds. But hey, who's counting? I muttered.
Then I totally lost it and screamed. Mackenzie, next time try staying away long enough for me to actually start missing you. You know, like maybe 27 years.
But I just said it inside my head, so no one else heard it but me.
I could not believe what that girl did next. She totally ignored me and started flirting shamelessly with Brandon.
So, Brandon, want to hang out this weekend? I'll tell you about Northampton Hills. You'd love it there. You should transfer, she said, batting her eyelashes all flirty-like as she twirled her hair around and around her finger in a blatant attempt to hypnotize him to do her evil bidding.
Actually, Mackenzie, Nikki told me everything.
Sorry, but I don't hang out with sociopaths, Brandon said, shooting her a dirty look.
Well, you shouldn't believe everything your little friend tells you, Brandon, Mackenzie snarled. Especially when she hasn't been taking her meds.
I could not believe that girl was talking trash about me right to my face like that, especially in front of my crush.
Then Mackenzie scrunched up her nose at me like she smelled something really bad.
So, Nikki, would you like a Tic Tac breath mint? All that garbage you've been spewing about me is making your breath stink.
No, Mackenzie, actually, you need to use that breath mint way more than I do. You've been talking so much trash and telling so many lies that your breath stinks worse than my mom's cabbage and bologna casserole rotting in a hot garbage bag in July, I shot back.
That's when Mackenzie got all up in my face like an ortho retainer.
Nikki, you're a worthless fake. You shouldn't even be attending WCD. Thank goodness I don't go there anymore.
Oh, really? Well, thank goodness you left.
And Mackenzie, you're such a fake. Barbie is jealous. But what I don't understand is how you can be so mean and cruel to other people. Is it because you're so insecure? Sorry, but no one is perfect. Not even you, Mackenzie, so you can stop pretending to be.
For a split second, she actually looked kind of stunned. I guess I must have hit a nerve or something. Or maybe she was wondering how I knew she was obsessed with trying to be perfect.
Unless your name is Google, you need to stop acting like you know everything, Nikki. I'm warning you. If you go blabbing my personal business, you're going to regret it. I've read your diary, and I know all your little secrets. So don't mess with me, or you and your pathetic friends will be kicked out of WCD so fast it will make your head spin. This is between you and me, Mackenzie. Just keep my friends out of it. Dragging innocent people into this is not fair.
Not fair? Really? You know what that sounds like? Not my problem.
I just stared at her in disbelief as she stared back at me with her cold, icy blue eyes. Our conversation was interrupted when several students walked into the cupcake shop.
And get this, they were dressed in the exact same school uniform as Mackenzie.
When she saw them, her mouth dropped open, and she looked like she had just seen a ghost or something. Of course, that immediately made me very suspicious.
Mackenzie has lied so often about so much for so long, I was beginning to wonder if she really even attended Northampton Hills. Finally, I was about to find out the truth.